In today's world, we are inundated with motivational content aimed at inspiring action, but motivation alone is insufficient for achieving meaningful goals. Accomplishment requires sustained effort, repetition, and above all, self-discipline, a concept often viewed negatively but essential for success. Unlike motivation, which is fleeting, self-discipline ensures steady progress through controlled effort and adherence to schedules, ultimately leading to inner peace by reducing the stress of unpredictability. Stoic philosophy praises self-discipline and related virtues like perseverance, endurance, and self-control. Seneca reminds us not to waste time, and Marcus Aurelius emphasizes our natural inclination toward hard work, as seen in the industrious behavior of animals and plants. According to the Stoics, living in harmony with nature means using our bodies and minds purposefully to contribute to society. The Stoics provide three key principles for building self-discipline. 1. Self-control. Self-control is one of the cornerstones of Stoic philosophy, a concept that, though seemingly simple, holds immense power over our lives and our ability to achieve great things. It is the art of reining in our impulses, of resisting the constant tug of distractions, temptations, and indulgences that constantly vie for our attention. But self-control is more than just a mundane exercise of willpower. It is a profound, transformative virtue that shapes not only our actions but also the very nature of our character. The Stoic Banquet of Life. To grasp the essence of self-control in Stoicism, consider Epictetus' metaphor of life as a banquet. Imagine a lavish feast, filled with every kind of food and delicacy imaginable. Dishes of every flavor pass before you, each one tempting you to take a bite. Some are rich and intoxicating, others light and sweet. Now, according to Epictetus, the key to self-control is knowing when to take only what is needed, or when to abstain entirely. If the dish hasn't reached you, you don't reach for it. If it passes you by, you don't chase it. And most importantly, even if the finest platter is set before you, the true strength of self-control is found in being able to decline it altogether. That restraint, the ability to say no to what's desirable, makes one powerful, almost divine, in Epictetus' view. This metaphor illustrates the idea that life is full of temptations and distractions, much like the banquet with its endless offerings. Temptations in the modern world come in many forms: the lure of social media, the beckoning call of binge-watching series, the constant notifications that draw our eyes away from the tasks that matter. Self-control is about resisting that pull, but not just for the sake of saying no. It's about preserving the integrity of your focus, your goals, and your deeper sense of purpose. Every time you exercise self-control, you're affirming that your priorities are stronger than the distractions life throws at you. Mastery of distractions. Let's delve deeper into the real enemy of self-control, distractions. Today, they are omnipresent, and perhaps more than at any other time in history, we are constantly bombarded with stimuli designed to steal our attention. Phones buzz, notifications ding, screens flicker with the allure of something new, something urgent, something more exciting than the work in front of you. But the Stoics believe that self-control is not merely about eliminating distractions. After all, they recognize that we have no power over many of the things that happen around us. As Epictetus famously said, "Some things are up to us, and some things are not." Distractions fall into the category of things beyond our control, yet what we can control is our response to them. We may not be able to stop a colleague from interrupting us, or prevent a new season of our favorite series from being released, but we can control how we choose to engage with these distractions. Do we allow them to derail us, pulling us away from the goals we've set? Or do we acknowledge their existence and simply let them pass, like that dish at the banquet table? This ability to ignore distractions, to focus on what truly matters, is the essence of self-control. It's a mental muscle that must be exercised over time, growing stronger with each effort to resist temptation. And the rewards for cultivating this strength are immense. Imagine a life where distractions no longer hold power over you, a life where you are free to direct your focus entirely on the things that are within your control. This is what the Stoics call true freedom. It's the freedom to act with purpose, to choose your actions based on reason and virtue rather than being a slave to impulse or external circumstances. Training the mind. Self-control doesn't happen overnight. It's not an innate quality that some people are born with while others are doomed to be controlled by their impulses. Rather, it is a skill, one that must be honed through practice, patience, and exposure to adversity. The Stoics believed in facing challenges head-on, for it is through struggle that we grow stronger. Each time we resist a temptation, each time we say no to a distraction, we are training our minds to be more resilient, more focused, more in control. Epictetus likened this process to the training of an athlete. Just as a wrestler strengthens their body through repeated practice and exposure to tougher opponents, so too must we strengthen our minds through the repeated act of exercising self-control. The more we face temptations and distractions, the more opportunities we have to practice. And the more we practice, the easier it becomes to resist the pull of those distractions. Over time, temptations lose their power. What once seemed irresistible becomes easy to ignore. The series that once drew you in for hours at a time no longer seems as urgent. The social media feed that once consumed your morning becomes a fleeting thought. Through the repeated exercise of self-control, you gain mastery over your own mind, and with that mastery comes the ability to direct your life toward the things that truly matter. The freedom of self-control. It may seem paradoxical, but self-control, which often feels restrictive, is actually the gateway to freedom. This is one of the most profound insights of Stoic philosophy. True freedom, according to the Stoics, is not the ability to do whatever we want whenever we want. That kind of unrestrained liberty is, in fact, a form of enslavement to our desires, to external influences, to the whims of the world. Instead, true freedom is the ability to live in accordance with reason, to act in line with our highest values, regardless of the circumstances around us. By mastering self-control, we free ourselves from the tyranny of external forces. We no longer need to react to every impulse, every craving, every fleeting desire. Instead, we can act with purpose, choosing our actions based on what will lead us closer to our goals and to the life we truly want to live. Self-control gives us the power to shape our own destiny, rather than being shaped by the whims of the world. A Stoic practice of self-control. So, how do we begin to cultivate self-control in our own lives? The Stoics would tell us that it starts with awareness. Awareness of what is within our control and what is not. Once we recognize that external distractions are beyond our control, we can focus our energy on managing our internal response to them. This is where self-control begins. From there, it's a matter of practice. The Stoics believe that exposure to adversity is essential for growth, and the same is true for self-control. We must challenge ourselves, deliberately putting ourselves in situations where we are tempted, and then exercising restraint. Start small, perhaps by resisting the urge to check your phone during work hours, or by cutting out a small indulgence like dessert after dinner. With each act of self-control, we build our strength, just as an athlete builds muscle through repeated training. But beyond the practical exercises, there is also a deeper mindset shift that must occur. The Stoics teach us to view self-control not as a burden or a restriction, but as a virtue to be embraced. In resisting temptations, we are not depriving ourselves of pleasure, we are empowering ourselves. We are choosing to live in accordance with our higher nature, to act not out of impulse but out of reason. And in doing so, we become not only more disciplined but also more free. The divine nature of self-control. Finally, we return to Epictetus' powerful idea. The ability to reject even the most tempting of pleasures is what makes us divine. In the Stoic worldview, the ultimate goal of life is to live in harmony with nature, which for humans means living according to reason and virtue. Self-control is the mechanism by which we achieve this harmony. It is the tool that allows us to rise above the distractions, temptations, and trivialities of daily life, and to focus on what truly matters. In this sense, self-control is not merely a tool for productivity or success. It is a path to wisdom, to inner peace, and to the kind of freedom that the Stoics believed was the highest good. By mastering self-control, we are not just becoming more disciplined, we are becoming more human, in the deepest, most meaningful sense of the word. We are aligning ourselves with our true nature, and in doing so, we are able to live a life of purpose, virtue, and lasting fulfillment. 2. Industriousness. Industriousness, in the Stoic sense, is a virtue woven deeply into the fabric of human existence. It is not simply the act of working hard, but a recognition that we are designed by nature to engage in meaningful, purposeful activity. The Stoics saw industriousness as a divine mandate, an intrinsic part of what it means to be human. To live industriously is to live in harmony with our nature, embracing the work we were born to do, both for ourselves and for the greater good of society. The nature of work, why we are here. The Stoics believe that everything in the universe has its place and purpose. The sun rises to provide light, trees grow to offer fruit and shelter, and the rivers flow to nourish the earth. Likewise, humans have a role in the grand cosmic order, and that role, according to the Stoics, is to work. Our unique capacities, reason, creativity, and physical strength, are not meant to be wasted in idleness or indulgence. Instead, they are tools given to us by nature, meant to be put to use for something greater. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher king, repeatedly reminded himself of this truth. In his meditations, he reflected on his duties as an emperor, but more broadly, on his responsibilities as a human being. When tempted to stay in bed, warm and comfortable, Marcus would urge himself to rise with purpose. He would ask himself, "What was I made for? Was I born to huddle under blankets and avoid the cold, or to fulfill the work that is mine to do?" This rhetorical question was not merely about his imperial duties, but a reflection of a much larger Stoic belief. Humans were born to act, to work, to contribute to the world around them. To shirk this responsibility is to turn our backs on our nature. The myth of Hercules, embracing adversity. To further understand industriousness in Stoicism, we turn to the story of Hercules. Epictetus, another prominent Stoic philosopher, used Hercules as the embodiment of hard work and industriousness. But Hercules did not become a hero by living a life of ease. He became the legend we know because he embraced hardship, fought monsters, and took on the impossible tasks set before him. Epictetus asked, "What would have become of Hercules if there had been no lion, no hydra, no boar, and no other challenges? Without these adversities, Hercules would have been just another man. His greatness was born from his labor." This myth highlights an important Stoic truth. Industriousness is not merely about staying busy. It is about embracing difficult tasks and challenges as opportunities for growth and achievement. Hercules didn't seek comfort. He sought purpose. In the same way, the Stoic path calls for us to seek meaningful work, to take on the challenges of life with the knowledge that it is through hard work and adversity that we grow stronger, more resilient, and more virtuous. Industriousness, then, is a kind of discipline of the soul. It is not enough to simply work for the sake of working. The Stoics believe that we must work with intention, with purpose. We are to align our labor with the natural order, contributing to society and bettering ourselves in the process. This belief is deeply intertwined with the Stoic concept of living in agreement with nature, using our inherent talents and strengths in a way that serves both ourselves and the larger community. Industriousness as a virtue of the mind. But industriousness is not merely physical labor. It is equally a mental and spiritual practice. To be industrious in the Stoic sense means to be constantly engaged in the improvement of oneself, to work tirelessly on cultivating virtue, wisdom, and inner peace. The Stoics understood that the mind, like the body, needs exercise, and the work of the mind is just as important as the work of the hands. For Marcus Aurelius, the inner work of the mind was a lifelong endeavor. As Emperor of Rome, he had immense responsibilities, yet he never lost sight of the importance of inner labor, the work of improving his thoughts, mastering his emotions, and acting in accordance with reason. He saw industriousness not only as a matter of external achievement, but also as a deeply personal commitment to self-improvement. In his meditations, Marcus repeatedly reminded himself that his mind, like the minds of all humans, was created to think, to reason, and to serve. By engaging in this mental labor, he fulfilled his natural role as a rational being. This internal aspect of industriousness is particularly relevant in our modern world, where much of the work we do may not involve physical toil but rather mental effort. The Stoic call to industriousness invites us to approach this work with the same diligence and purpose, seeing every task, whether it is writing, problem solving, or strategizing, as an opportunity to exercise our reason, strengthen our virtues, and contribute to the greater good. The joy of industriousness, loving the work. One of the most intriguing aspects of Stoic industriousness is the idea that hard work, when done in alignment with our nature, can actually be a source of joy and fulfillment. To the Stoics, laziness and idleness were not merely bad habits. They were signs of a deeper issue, a failure to love oneself and one's purpose. Marcus Aurelius pointedly remarked that laziness is, at its core, a lack of self-love. He observed that when people love their work, they will sweat and drudge to perfect it. A craftsman, for example, loves his craft and will spend endless hours refining it, not because he is forced to, but because he finds meaning in it. So, why would we love anything less than our own nature, our own calling to work? For Marcus, failing to work diligently is akin to dishonoring ourselves, to denying the very essence of who we are. To be industrious, then, is to embrace our natural role and to find joy in fulfilling it. The Stoics believe that when we align our actions with our purpose, when we engage in the work that is ours to do, we experience a profound sense of fulfillment. We become like the bees, ants, and spiders that Marcus mentions in Meditations, each one tirelessly performing its role in the natural order, contributing to the greater whole. The Stoics also recognize that the kind of work we are drawn to may vary from person to person. Hercules' industriousness was manifest in his physical strength and his ability to protect the weak. Others may find their industriousness in writing, creating art, or advancing scientific knowledge. The key is not the type of work but the spirit with which it is done. Are we fully committed to using our talents to their highest potential? Are we working with purpose, knowing that our efforts contribute not only to our personal growth but to the greater good of society? Overcoming the seduction of idleness. Industriousness, however, is not always easy. The pull of laziness and idleness can be strong, especially in a world where distractions are plentiful and instant gratification is just a click away. The Stoics knew this all too well, which is why they placed such importance on discipline and perseverance. Marcus Aurelius often chided himself when he felt the temptation to remain in bed, reminding himself that he was not born to huddle under blankets, but to work and serve. But the Stoics didn't view industriousness as a joyless slog through life. Instead, they saw it as a path to freedom. As we engage in our work, whether that's solving a complex problem, writing a book, or even something as mundane as household chores, we free ourselves from the idle drift of a life without purpose. Each task we complete brings us closer to realizing our potential and fulfilling the purpose that is uniquely ours. This is the beauty of industriousness. It is not simply about grinding through life, checking off tasks for the sake of productivity. It is about recognizing that our efforts have meaning, that through our work, we are living in harmony with our nature and contributing to something larger than ourselves. Conclusion: industriousness as a path to fulfillment. In the Stoic view, industriousness is not just a way to achieve goals, it is a way to live in accordance with our highest values. It is a virtue that connects us to our nature, our purpose, and the greater good of humanity. When we work diligently, not out of compulsion but out of love for our nature and our capacity to contribute, we find a sense of fulfillment that idleness can never provide. Industriousness is the antidote to a life of drifting, to a life of aimlessness. It gives us direction, purpose, and a reason to rise each day with intention. Whether we are working with our hands, our minds, or our hearts, the Stoic virtue of industriousness reminds us that our efforts matter, not just for our own growth, but for the world we are a part of. And in that, we find not only productivity but peace, meaning, and ultimately joy. 3. Having a goal, the Stoic idea of having a goal is more than a simple ambition or a checklist to be completed. It's a guiding principle, a star that leads you through the uncertainties and distractions of life. For the Stoics, having a goal was essential to living a purposeful and disciplined life, a way to avoid the trap of aimlessness and bring a deeper sense of meaning to everything you do. Without a clear goal, life becomes a series of disconnected actions, a meandering journey where time is wasted and opportunities slip away unnoticed. But with a clear, guiding aim, you can transform your life into a focused, deliberate pursuit of something greater. The power of a clear goal, anchoring the mind. For Stoics like Marcus Aurelius and Seneca, the importance of having a goal wasn't just about achieving success. It was about giving shape to your existence. Life without a goal, according to the Stoics, is like sailing a ship without a destination. You may catch the wind, but you'll drift aimlessly, blown about by external forces, never really knowing where you're headed. A goal, on the other hand, acts like an anchor for the mind. It allows you to cut through the noise of daily life, filter out distractions, and focus on what truly matters. Marcus Aurelius understood the pull of life's distractions, but he knew that a clearly defined purpose could act as a shield against them. In meditations, he advised himself to stop drifting, sprint to the finish. The finish line, in this case, was not some external achievement or reward, but a life lived in accordance with nature and virtue. This was his guiding star, the overarching purpose that illuminated every decision, every task, and every moment of his day. For Marcus, this wasn't about success in the traditional sense, but about living fully, with integrity and focus, no matter the challenges. The nature of aimlessness, drifting without purpose. The opposite of having a goal is living aimlessly, and the Stoics warned against this way of life as one of the greatest dangers to personal fulfillment. Seneca, in his work on the shortness of life, lamented how many people squander their time and energy on trivial pursuits, never aiming for anything higher or more meaningful. He saw this as one of the primary reasons people feel unfulfilled. They drift from one distraction to another, never committing themselves to something that could bring them lasting satisfaction. In today's world, this danger is more relevant than ever. We live in a time where distractions are everywhere: social media, endless entertainment, the pressure to accumulate more possessions. Without a goal, we can easily become overwhelmed by these distractions, spending our days chasing short-term pleasures while neglecting the long-term vision for our lives. As the Stoics observed, this kind of life leads to dissatisfaction and confusion because it lacks depth and purpose. A star in the sky, the Stoic vision of having a goal. For the Stoics, having a goal was often likened to having a star in the sky. This metaphor captures the essence of what it means to have a clear purpose. It's something that shines above you, constant and unwavering, providing direction even when the path ahead is dark or unclear. Your goal, like a star, serves as a fixed point that guides you through the chaos of life. No matter how many obstacles you face, no matter how many times you are knocked off course, that star remains, drawing you back to your purpose. The idea of the star isn't just a romantic notion, it's a practical tool for navigating life's challenges. When you have a clear goal, every decision you make becomes simpler. Does this action bring me closer to my goal, or does it pull me further away? This clarity cuts through indecision and procrastination, helping you stay on course even when the easier path would be to give in to distractions or temptations. The danger of too many choices. Why clarity is essential. In the modern world, we are faced with a paradox of choice. While it seems that more options should make us happier, the reality is that having too many choices can lead to paralysis. When there are endless possibilities before us, it becomes difficult to commit to any one path, and we end up choosing nothing at all. The Stoics recognize that having too many goals or conflicting desires is just as dangerous as having none. It scatters our energy and focus, leaving us exhausted but with little to show for our efforts. Marcus Aurelius knew this danger well. He warned against roving through life, a term he used to describe people who are constantly busy but accomplish nothing. These individuals are always in motion, but their actions lack direction, like a hamster running endlessly on a wheel but never actually getting anywhere. Their busyness becomes a kind of trap, an illusion of productivity that prevents them from making real progress toward anything meaningful. To avoid this, the Stoics urged us to focus on one primary goal, a clear, singular purpose that could guide all other decisions and actions. This doesn't mean we can only have one aspiration, but it does mean that we should prioritize and align our actions with a coherent vision of what we want to achieve in life. For the Stoics, that ultimate goal was living virtuously, in harmony with nature and reason. But in modern terms, it might be something as simple as pursuing a passion, mastering a skill, or making a meaningful contribution to society. The freedom of focus, why a goal liberates you. At first glance, having a singular goal may seem limiting. How can focusing on one thing possibly lead to greater freedom? The Stoics would argue that it is precisely this focus that liberates you. When you know what you are aiming for, you are no longer a slave to the whims of fortune or the distractions of everyday life. You gain control over your time, your energy, and your decisions. Instead of being tossed around by external circumstances, you become the master of your own destiny. Seneca captured this beautifully when he said, "If a man knows not to which port he sails, no wind is favorable." In other words, without a goal, even the best opportunities and the most favorable circumstances will not benefit you. You will be adrift, unable to seize the moment because you won't know how it fits into the bigger picture of your life. But with a clear goal, every opportunity becomes meaningful, every challenge becomes a stepping stone, and even setbacks can be transformed into progress. This is the paradox of having a goal. It seems like a constraint, but it actually opens the door to true freedom. You are no longer reacting blindly to the world around you, but are instead shaping your life according to a higher purpose. Every action, no matter how small, takes on significance because it is part of a larger journey. In this way, having a goal provides structure and order, which in turn brings a sense of peace and fulfillment. Commitment to the goal, building resilience and endurance. One of the most profound effects of having a goal is that it builds resilience and endurance. When you are deeply committed to a purpose, you become more willing to endure hardships and setbacks. The Stoics believed that adversity was not something to be avoided but something to be embraced as a necessary part of achieving any worthwhile goal. Without challenges, there is no growth, no opportunity to develop strength or wisdom. Epictetus, one of the most famous Stoic philosophers, often used the metaphor of an athlete training for a competition. Just as an athlete must endure rigorous training and push through pain to achieve victory, so too must we face difficulties with courage and perseverance in the pursuit of our goals. The presence of a clear goal gives you the motivation to endure these challenges, knowing that they are part of the path to something greater. The Stoics also understood that progress towards a goal is not always linear. There will be setbacks, failures, and moments of doubt. But having a goal gives you the resilience to keep moving forward, even when the road is difficult. As Marcus Aurelius famously said, "The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way." In other words, obstacles are not roadblocks. They are opportunities to learn, grow, and move closer to your goal. The joy of progress, seeing the finish line. Finally, one of the most rewarding aspects of having a goal is the joy that comes from seeing progress. The Stoics believe that true happiness doesn't come from external rewards or fleeting pleasures, but from the satisfaction of knowing you are making meaningful progress towards something important. Each small step forward brings a sense of fulfillment, a feeling that you are living in alignment with your purpose. As you work toward your goal, you begin to see the finish line in the distance, and this vision gives you strength and motivation. The closer you get, the more confident you become in your ability to succeed. This sense of progress not only builds self-discipline but also deepens your sense of self-worth. You realize that you are capable of achieving great things, not because of luck or external circumstances, but because of your own focused effort and determination. Conclusion: a goal is the key to a meaningful life. For the Stoics, having a goal was more than just a practical tool for achieving success. It was the key to a meaningful life. A clear, guiding purpose gives structure to your days, aligns your actions with your values, and provides the resilience needed to overcome life's inevitable challenges. Whether your goal is to live virtuously, pursue a passion, or contribute to the greater good, the Stoics remind us that without a goal, life becomes adrift through time, a series of actions without direction or purpose. But with a goal, you unlock the power of focus, discipline, and endurance. You gain the freedom to shape your life according to your own values and aspirations, and you experience the deep joy that comes from making meaningful progress towards something that truly matters. This is the beauty of having a goal. It transforms life from a series of random events into a purposeful journey, where every step brings you closer to becoming the person you were meant to be. Ultimately, Stoicism teaches that self-discipline leads to both personal fulfillment and societal contribution, as it aligns us with our natural inclinations and greater purpose.